DMR and light precision setups inside 800 yards. This week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to another Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday our question comes from Ryan, and Ryan asks, John, what are your thoughts on DMR light precision setups inside of 800 yards or so? I'm looking at setting up a 20-inch 5.56 gun to shoot out to 800 yards for practice, but also punch paper. I feel like it'd complement a 6.5 bolt gun well and let you shoot a bit more. Well, Ryan, there are a couple of different ways to look at this. Now, first of all, complement can mean different things to different people. We'll look at it from the first standpoint. If complement, by complement you mean filling a role that the other gun does not. So two working as a system to fill a greater range of opportunities, then I think you're right on track there. Because if you have a 6.5 Creedmoor bolt gun, then that is really catching that intermediate to longer range. And then a semi-automatic AR in 5.56 is really going to work well for those intermediate to close range type of shooting situations. So the rifle I have sitting in front of me here is something kind of similar to a 5.56 800 yard and in DMR. Now this gun has a 16-inch lightweight barrel on it, which was kind of an experiment for me. It has not worked out the way we really wanted it to work out, so it's going to be getting upgraded with the 224 Valkyrie barrel very soon. So we'll pull that off. We'll put a 24-inch Valkyrie barrel on here, and then we're going to run that guy. But if you imagine this with a 20-inch 5.56 barrel on it, medium weight barrel, that's kind of what we're talking about, because the overall weight of the rifle would be significantly lighter than your average 6.5 Creedmoor long-range competition gun or precision competition gun. Now, we do have a 4-16 power Night Force Attacker on here, which is a great scope for that out to 1,000 yards range. 16 power really gets you there. The optical clarity on the scope is great. The elevation adjustment is really great, and the fact that it has this turret that will automatically lock when you come back to zero is absolutely fantastic. Plus the capped windage. In a rifle like this where it's going to be quick handling, being able to cap your windage and not get that rolled off on a barricade or something like that really is kind of a nice thing to have. I like the capped windage turrets because I don't often dial for wind. So in complementing the two, it does make a very nice complement. I like the fact that these rifles are quick handling. They are easier to move in and out of barricades, in and out of confined spaces. And if you are on a time stage, especially something like a no-dial stage, you can rack off shots very, very quick with the semi-automatic 5.56 AR because the gun really doesn't move much. If you mount the gun correctly and load the gun correctly, then when you're shooting it, it stays on target very well. Where you run into problems if you're trying to use this in competition is the lighter weight bullets do not afford a ton of effect on the target. So if you have a big heavy steel target that's already gotten beat up fairly well and it's sitting out around that 800 yard mark, if it is not running something like a MagnetoSpeed T1000 or any other kind of flashing target indicator, then when you impact the target, if the spotter's not on the ball, he may not see it. I've run into situations before with 69 grain Sierra Match Kings at 500 yards where the wind was really up and I was hitting a larger target that didn't move at all from the impact, and we were having trouble spotting the impacts on the target. So that is something to keep in mind. Now, ideally, you're going to want to set up the rifle to shoot something like the 77 grain Match King. That is really getting into the biggest projectile that you can magazine feed through the AR somewhat reliably. So you're going to want to run a fast twist barrel that is set up for that bullet. When you get into the lighter weight bullets, you're going to run into more wind drift. And again, you're going to run into less energy on the target, which is kind of an important thing if you're ringing steel. If you're just poking paper, then 69 grain Match Kings are still going to make a hole in the paper. That's really not that big a deal. But the 77 grainers are really where you want to be at for that. So in that vein, it's a really great idea. Now, you talk about saving a little bit on shooting the 5.56. Really, you're only going to save about 20% if you compare something like factory Hornady 140 grain ELDMs versus factory Federal Gold Medal Match 77 grain Match King. So 20% savings probably is not going to make up for the cost that you're going to put in the rifle. So keep that in mind. It's really not going to be a huge savings. If you are wanting to use the rifle as a trainer for a 6.5 bolt gun, I really wouldn't recommend going that route. If that's really what you mean by complement, is using it as a trainer or to improve your skills, then I think you would be better off going with a bolt action 22 rifle that is set up similar to your 6.5 rifle. And there you're going to save a good amount of money on the ammunition, although the initial expense on the rifle is going to push where you break even with that savings quite a ways off. But you will have a bolt action rig, something that you can balance out and set up very similar to your 6.5 gun, and then that will give you meaningful training. If you are trying to use something like a 5.56 AR as a training gun for a 6.5 Creedmoor bolt gun, there are some aspects of training you can get out of it, moving into and out of position. Just applying that trigger pull and getting your breathing lined out, that's fine. But as far as breaking the position to cycle the bolt, the setup of the gun, the position of your wrist, all that, including working the selector and the trigger, is going to be different enough between the two that I don't think you're going to get maximum training value out of it. So in short, if you mean complement by filling a role that the 6.5 Creedmoor gun really doesn't, then I think the AR in 5.56 or 223 is a really great option. It's a really fun gun. I love shooting these guys. These lightweight ARs are just really easy to maneuver. They are really modular, so you can set them up with a wide variety of purposes in mind. But if you're using it as a trainer for the 6.5 Creedmoor, I think there are better options out there. So hopefully that answers your question, and hopefully you guys will see a little bit more of this rifle soon when we get it switched over with the 224 Valkyrie barrel on it. And we are going to get into some reloading with the Valkyrie as well after we burn out some factory ammunition through it, and just give our impression overall on the Valkyrie. I would really like to set this guy up so I can actually use it to shoot our local matches out to 500 yards, and then maybe even go out and shoot some Guardian matches with it running the 224 Valkyrie. So we will see how that works out in total. If you guys have any questions or comments over anything we've covered, please drop them in the comments section down below or send them to us on Facebook or Twitter. Now, because I did cover an evil AR-15 in this video, more than likely this video will get demonetized. But thankfully, due to our friends over on Patreon, we don't really have to worry about our income from YouTube. So if you want to know how to support the content that you know and love, please go over to Patreon and check us out. We do post some exclusive content there from time to time, and we do quarterly live chats, and we'll have another one coming up as soon as we cross over into the new year. So you want to make sure you go over and check us out there. And until next time, get out and shoot.